We are perfect, or more or less perfect. That's the conclusion I've come to since seeing the osteopath 2 days ago. It turns out that I've had some muscle contraction in my left leg, which means that my left leg is now slightly shorter than my right leg. And it will be that way until my muscles relax, and the osteopath seems to be working on that, and I've got to go back again next week. And with lots of rest, everything should be fine. But what I find absolutely amazing is that my left leg is just that tiny bit shorter than my right leg now. Just that tiny bit. And, you know, not even half an inch. It's you know. And because of that, I'm limping. Because of that, I can't really run. It impacts. I'm all uneven. And it just shows that the level of symmetry that we have, that we take for granted when we're walking, when we stand up, sit down, run, do everything, you know, we just take it completely for granted. You know, our muscles are perfectly balanced. Our bodies are amazing machines. And just one tiny bit goes wrong, and then you realise, wow, before it went wrong, it was, and for 99% of the time, we are perfect. We are anatomically designed and built in such an amazing way. We look at our differences or our deficiencies, whether we are fat, whether, you know, we've got something slightly wrong with us, and we see the imperfection. But for everyday stuff with, as I said, with throwing, jumping, running, just walking, you know, we are as close to perfect as you can get. And so my lesson from running and not being able to run, which is where I'm going to be for about the next 4 weeks, is that for the most part, we are perfect. And we just need to remember that and take pride in that and join that and celebrate that. Celebrate the perfection that we all are 99% of the time.